Hi, this is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Have you been since the last podcast? Me, I've been awesome. I've been having so much fun, and in the midst of my phone, I fell ill and I did something that I feel like that is what we are going to be talking about on the show today. Yes, we again. I'm not alone. I had to bring an expert on this topic because me, I am guilty. I just did it just last week. You know, I felt sick and I just walked into a pharmacy and just told them I have malaria. I'll give you malaria drugs. And I remember the pharmacist was like, okay, so what symptoms are you having? Why do you think it's malaria? I was looking at, I know malaria when I feel it. Just give me malaria drug, you know? And that brings us to what we'll be talking about on the show today. We'll be talking about the practice of self-medication, and then we'll be touching a little bit on traditional medicine versus orthodox medicine and why a lot of us as Africans, as Nigerians especially, prefer to treat it by ourselves and without getting expert opinion on what's wrong with us. With me on the show today is a pharmacist, a really cute one. You see, guys, see, y'all know I don't do on fine guys. Mm-mm. I don't want to say ugly because nobody's ugly, but you know, I always tend to have really cute people around me. So yeah, he's a really cute pharmacist. You should hear his voice. He's all these people that you would describe as cool, calm, collected, but. Before I so it doesn't look like I'm doing unnecessary hype. I'm just going to let him introduce himself to us. So can we meet you?
Yeah, good day everybody. My name is Pharmacist Collins.
Yay.
And forget everything she has said. I'm just a normal regular guy.
Don't forget. It's not a normal. Did you say that word? Forget everything she has said. I'm just a regular guy. He's far from a regular guy. Y'all need to see him. Are you? I may or may not just, you know, mention, ask him to tell us all his social media handles so that we can go and stalk him. Yes, you would like that, wouldn't you?
It's not a bad idea.
See, he likes the ladies, Mr. Cool Calm Collector. But that's not what we're yet. We're about to have a very serious conversation because this issue of self-medication is a serious something, right?
I mean, coming from the pharmacist. Yeah, you can say that again.
Okay.
So, from self-medication comes in different perspective, per se. But from our own perspective, from the normal general perspective, it's a layman's way of saying treating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's self-medication in itself, treating yourself. Many times you hear people say, I know what is wrong with me.
Yeah.
I know what to take so I can feel better.
Guilty as
charged.
And
I'll take it. So, that's self-medication
really. Yeah, so as a pharmacist, as a person in the medical line, what are the dangers to that for you? And first of all, I'm going to start by asking this. Do you think that the idea of self-medication is an African thing? Like, it's peculiar to us as Africans, Nigerians. We do it.
I cannot totally say it's peculiar to us, but I'll just say it's more common around here.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is because of lack of proper regulations, because most of the drugs that people use for to self-medicate, they're actually prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in our society, we're not that strict when it comes to prescription drugs. So I can just easily get to a pharmacy and say, give me this.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller there or the pharmacist there would
gives you without asking for proper
exactly. So in other countries where you have strict rules in terms of prescription drugs, now you cannot just easily go and get the drug from a pharmacy.
Like that.
So that's why most times it's hard for them to self-medicate, except those that can easily get maybe the pharmacist, their friends or something.
Yeah.
Or some other close guys that can easily get the drug. So that's just the main difference. Our regulation is very poor here. So
okay.
People tend to just go and get even drugs that are, there are some drugs that are considered as poison. Even as far as that, some people can just easily get to a pharmacy and just talk to them and just... And at the end of the day, they'll sell them. They'll sell the drugs.
Them poison.
On, yes, even control drugs. So that's on the lighter note. But it's just a matter of regulation.
Okay.
That's not to say that's the main reason why people self-medicate. There are other reasons why people self-medicate.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty is one of the reasons why people self-medicate.
Yeah. Because
when you consider the fact that when you go to a hospital,
mm-hmm.
the consultancy fee they charge you. Most times it's even enough to treat that ailment
exactly.
Three times.
If you just go and buy,
so you can
just go and buy drug.
Exactly, just go and do.
Yeah.
So many times when you think of, okay, when I get to the hospital now, before I now get to the doctor now look and last mm-hmm. prescribe anti-malaria for me.
So why go through that route? Why don't I just go and buy the anti-malaria? Exactly. Before we talk more about self-medication, I'd just like to touch base a little bit with a concept known as traditional treatment, where it's a Nigerian thing. Growing up, we have what agbo. That's what I think that's the Yoruba name for it. I don't know what it's called in other languages, but it's called agbo. And agbo is basically just herbs plucked from the bushes and cooked to treat ailments of different kinds. We have people of older generation who till tomorrow strongly believe that herbs is the way to go. My mother does. For some reason, if you cough, my mother believes that there's an agbo for it. If you have back pain, funny enough, it can be that same agbo that is for cough that can take care of that back pain for you. So as someone in the medical line, what do you think about traditional medication?
Yeah, first of all, let's correct one notion.
Okay.
Traditional medication is not only common to Africans.
Okay.
The Asians, they use traditional medicines a lot.
Oh, wow.
Even almost the same proportion as they use orthodox medicines. There's something they call Ayurveda. They have different therapies. There's the Ayurveda, acupuncture, aromatherapy, mm-hmm. and the others. So,
okay.
So that's that. But for the fact that, like you said, use of traditional medicines, use of agbo,
mm-hmm.
it's common with the older generations in Africa.
Yeah.
Because they all believe, they've used it, they've seen their ancestors use it. They've seen their parents use it.
Mm-hmm.
They see that it works. So many times they tend to use these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But we know science has evolved.
Yeah.
So these things that you get
mm-hmm.
from traditional medicines, you can still get from pills or normal pills. But the truth still remains, most drugs, not all of them though, most drugs, their sources are from plants.
Okay.
Their sources are from plants.
Okay.
So I cannot tell you that this agbo that they use does not contain therapeutic constituents. That would be a very big lie.
Okay.
It has all the therapeutic constituents which was at the time isolated by the scientists
mm-hmm.
and made into
a pill,
pills and all and all mm-hmm. and all. But the only problem is the right proportion of this therapy.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. How, because we know that with pills and syrups, we have dosages.
Yes.
But then with agbo, it's like, just drink a cup.
Well, that's why the people that actually practice traditional medicines,
mm-hmm.
they are called experts.
Yeah,
so they tend to, they claim to know the right
proportions,
the right mixtures,
mm-hmm.
the right quantity that they will use to say, okay, take this,
mm-hmm.
take that. But they still do it blindly.
Yeah.
Science is evidence-based, but theirs is not evidence-based. It's just, okay, I did it for Mr. A, Mr. B, go and do it. Mr. C, go and do it. So they just do it.
You know, but that's like even talking about the professionals in the traditional thing. Meaning, I'm talking more of like our parents. My mom cannot tell me that she knows the right proportion of agbo that I should take for back pain as against the one I should take for headache. You know, so the entire idea of citizens is supposed to address the seeming conflicts that exist between their generation and ours and how it relates to the future generation. So in a case where I have a mother that, you know, is a big fan of agbo and stuff, and me saying I am more educated or more enlightened believes that you should go to the hospital, get tested and do pills, you know. There's this conflict of opinion. Do you think, I'm just going to ask outrightly, do I just tell my mom when she suggests I go, no? No, I go, pills.
No, I go for her or no, I go for you?
For me, for my children. I mean, she's going to come one day as a typical African grandmother. I want to do a mugwo for my kids. And I'm like, I don't want them drinking agbo. And you know, they don't give you agbo, you know. So is it a no? Is it a, sure, you can just maybe have it a little bit controlled. Keeping in mind that she's not an expert, even in that traditional medicine.
Yeah, if you ask me, I'll outrightly say no, you shouldn't accept agbo from her.
Traditional medicine.
Yeah. The simple reason is because you can easily get orthodox drugs
that would cater for
everything that you want,
okay,
or anything that you want. So why go through the route of taking something that you don't know what it contains? Because plant actually contains a mixture of so many constituents, both the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Most times it just works for them. In the only days it worked for them. That's not to say it's not toxic.
Yeah.
Because you would not know the people that took those drugs and died from those drugs. There are no statistics.
Exactly. There are no statistics to show for those things.
So those things are actually harmful, but you won't get to know.
Yes.
To show.
There's nothing to tell you.
It's that stuff that you gave. Because some plants actually contain some poisonous
stuff. I particularly like that point because it points to a podcast I did where I talked about force feeding, where like you said, I should not generalize and say it's an African thing, but then it happens in Nigeria where children are placed between their mother's laps and then they pour akamu down their children and they pinch their nose together, you know. I talked about how very dangerous that is, but then like I said, you have people of the older generation who tell you, my great-grandmother did it. My grandmother did it. I did it. So even you that you're telling me now and you're alive. So how do you convince me that it is wrong? So in a debate, we're going to get to self-medication eventually, but still on this African medication thing, you know, like I said, Zizi talks about the conflict that exists between these three generations. And so I'm asking, is this one of the practices, one of our tradition? Don't forget that we're trying to push the whole idea of I'm African, I'm proud. And as Africans, what we believe, in quote, is the agbo, the herbs, the traditional medicine, don't bring the white man's way, which includes the white man pills, to the table. So how do we cater for the whole Africanness and still be able to say, look, this particular aspect of our Africanness is just a no-no? Without coming to sound rebellious, because I just want to drink.
Knowledge, I feel knowledge cures every disease of ignorance. So I feel it's ignorant to believe that these traditional drugs are the best options.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel, like I said, it's very rampant with the older generations, which are gradually fading out. For example, in a modern city, like Lagos, you rarely see somebody that uses traditional drugs. That uses traditional drugs. So I believe it's fading out. It's just the awareness. It will be hard.
Yeah,
like I said, it will be hard to convince somebody, just like you now, what you know already. It will be hard for somebody to what you know and you believe.
That it works exactly.
So it will be hard for somebody to come and tell you, don't do this. You'll be like, what? Why? Why?
I've been doing it, and I'm fine.
And it's working and working and all. So that's just because right now modern science caters for a lot of ailments outside the normal regular. In those days, there are some sickness that people come down with. They just label them as dead when they probably take one or two herbs and doesn't work.
The ghost is angry with this man.
They die from diseases that they don't know anything about. So they just label it on one side. So that's also the issue of self-medication. Most times, the agbo that we know, the agbo contains some constituents that has anti-malaria activity. That's why you can easily take agbo for anti-malaria, for malaria. And it goes. But what if there are other ailments? You don't get to know. You just be taking Abu and some other stuff. So I feel it's education.
Okay.
Education. So, now the question is, who are you educating? Are we going to educate?
How do we?
Like you said, your mother.
My mom, exactly.
What are you going to tell your mother for her to believe that?
She shouldn't know I'm going anymore.
But I just feel, with time, they get to know. Knowledge is built from. How do I put it now? Knowledge is built from what you see or what you hear or what you feel. So, when they see this, when they see it, that these drugs are. Some of them, some old people, they wonder how some pills work so fast.
Yeah.
For example, now when you're having headache, you just take paracetamol. In the next 15 minutes, you're fine. You're like, sometimes it's in science. They get to wonder, like, what's really happening?
Yeah.
More especially in information technology, phones sound like.
I just sent a message and somebody in Benin has received it.
Yeah. All this kind of thing. So they get to wonder. But I believe when they know.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to now, when you tell them that somebody can hold a device here and talk to somebody, they'll be like, okay, maybe this one is a witch. This person is a witch. We have not caught her yet or something. So it's knowledge, basically.
Yeah.
It's knowledge.
And that's going to take time, like you said. Totally. So coming back to self-medication. You mentioned how that poverty is one of the reasons
it's a very big, it's one of the major reasons
for why people would self-medicate. Now, in a case where, like I told you, I just knew that what I had was malaria. And that was why I walked to the pharmacy and asked for malaria. Like, you want to say something?
Yes, that's another thing. 90%, no, let me not say 90%, 90%, 90% is too much. 70% of the ailments we come down with in Africa is malaria. Most times when people self-medicate, they mostly self-medicate for malaria and self-acclaimed infections. I'll say self-acclaimed infections because there was no to test, be sure that you have infections. So there has to be a test. There was no test, so just claim. For example, now somebody starts coughing for 2, 3, 4, 5 days and to be like, okay, let me get an antibiotics.
Yeah.
And again, it's not just the patients themselves that do this. The pharmacists and the doctors, most times, they do it. They prescribe drugs for
without
a patient.
Without running appropriate tests.
Exactly. Just be like, why you have been coughing for how many days? 3, 4, 5 days. This must be an infection. It's probably an infection. Okay.
Yeah.
So people would prefer, like I said, people would prefer to just walk into a pharmacy and talk to the pharmacist. You know, we pharmacists will give free consultation, which is something we have to look into in the nearest future. Free consultation. Be like, pharmacist, I'm dead. Okay. How long have you been coughing? 3, 4, 5 days. What else? What other symptoms are you feeling? Okay, it's probably this. Take this without proper test. Or something like that. So they prefer that, and you do that and you just go to the pharmacy and buy a drug of 2-3k and go to your house and use it and it worked.
Miracle. So why would I get tested next time? Exactly.
The last time I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Before when I got there, the receptionist there was telling me that okay, to see the doctor you have to pay a consultation fee of 10k. I paid. I entered. The doctor, we just had a chat for like 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He prescribed for me. I took it out, went to the pharmacy to get the drug for like 5K.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Took it. Paid 10K to get told a 5K drug to take.
Exactly. So next time, if you were me, what would you do?
Yeah, I'll just go straight up and buy the 5K. Why spend an extra 10? Yes. Wow. Okay, but the only problem
with that is if it's common malaria that you're feeling, what if it's a more complicated issue?
Yeah. So we can't keep money in mind so much that we take the risk of, because at the end of the day you even end up spending more if you spend that 5k buying that drug and then it doesn't work
and then you don't have to go back to the hospital. More serious issue, then go back to the hospital
and still pay and still run tests
and all those
other stuff. Okay.
It's just dicey. But many times, like I said, I've been in community practice. I know that most times when people feel these classic symptoms like fever, headache, runny nose, and all, they just take anti-malaria, and in 3 days,
they're good. Good. Okay. This has been interesting. So, you totally recommend walk into a hospital and get tested before you treat anything?
Yes, I totally recommend that.
Okay, so
it puts you in the know.
Yeah, but considering the statistics you just gave now about how that 70% of our illnesses as Africans is most likely malaria. If I decide to hold on to that statistics and just always treat malaria first before I go and get tested, does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense, because what if it's not malaria most times?
Yeah,
what
true.
If it's not malaria? What if it's something else?
Just get tested.
So just get tested. Another way, you know, we're still coming up, we're still developing. I wonder why we're still developing in the 21st century. Yeah. That's
just aside.
But the best way to do this, to run this, to save the day, it's simple. Health insurance.
Yeah.
That's the topic for another. Diving into that
is an ocean.
It's surprising how we still don't have a good health insurance system, because you can't effectively pay out of pocket for health.
All of your health issues.
You can't. That's why if I'm under an HMO.
Yeah.
For example, I will go to the hospital even if my finger is paining me.
Yes.
I know. Okay, it's covered.
It's covered. Yeah.
Insurance covers this.
Probably just gonna pay a bit
exactly.
out of it. True.
So I just go. Also, that's just one of the reasons why people. That's why people tend to like, let me just go to the pharmacy and just
buy a drug. So the HMO thing, for instance, now is definitely one of the African factor to self medication. Because I just don't have health insurance. Okay, so it comes back to poverty, it comes back to money. Okay, so this was insightful. And now I'm feeling guilty that I did not go and get tested. But I took the drug and I felt better, so cut me some slack.
This time before you felt better, what about next time
when we get tested? Thank you. All right, so this has been a very, very informative session. I had fun, I enjoyed every bit of it, and I got to learn something from it. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell my citizens about the whole traditional medicine, self-medication, orthodox? Is taking pills doing a white man thing? Are you offending your Africanness if you decide to do that?
This is your head we're talking about. There's no Africanness or white man things. I can tell you straight up, those pills, they have been tested and they are trusted. There's something called clinical trials. These drugs, they go through years of clinical trials. Trials in the sense that they have used this on, they first use this on animals, use the drugs on animals, see the results. Then use this on humans, see the results before it's finally approved for sale.
So I
can for sure tell you that these drugs, they work.
Yeah.
They work well. And there's almost drug for every ailment right now, every ailment we have right now, there's always
something. It's like that, even if you cannot cure, you can maintain, you can control.
So my candid advice is, one, if you are down, try and get tested, no matter how. I know it can be financially demanding most times, but for those that have, some people that have health insurance, they're still guilty of this health insurance. I will say, okay, it can help in, but some people that have health insurance, they're still guilty of self-medication.
Yeah, of not getting tested first.
Can I go to that hospital and start in the queue and waiting for this? Just walk down to the pharmacy and just, I'm feeling the last time I was feeling this was what I took. So everybody should just wake up to realize that, okay, see. And it's on the part of the drugs, it's not doing the drugs any good at all. I don't know if you have heard of something called resistance.
Okay.
Improper use of antibiotics.
Okay.
Causes resistance in the sense that the organisms will not be resistant. Normally, a drug that cures malaria, for example, the malaria parasites, Plasmodium, can get resistant to the drug if you abuse them. And abuse in what sense? For example, now you're feeling. Let me give you a clear case scenario. There's something called. There are some flus that are caused by viral infections.
Okay.
And viral infections are self-limiting in the sense that you may not have to do anything. It just goes after 1-2 days.
Yeah.
So people can go up to the hospital and be like, go up to the pharmacy and say, give me, I'm feeling so. You'll get an antibiotics.
Yeah.
Normally, antibiotics that's for 10 days or for 5 days. You take it for the first day. Normally, it's a viral infection that is self-limiting. It has gone.
Yeah,
you feel better. You don't take it again. But you never know that your body is building resistance
to it. Wow.
So when you finally come down with a bacterial infection that you need antibiotics for, that bacteria
doesn't work.
You bring the drug, it just scoops. There are different ways which microorganisms mm-hmm. build resistance. Some mm-hmm. of them you just be putting the drug, they're just throwing it away.
Wow.
Some of them where the drugs wow. normally act, where the drugs normally kill them
yeah.
from. They modify it. If mm-hmm. you are coming from through their back door, to put a barricade yeah, there, you can't come in again.
Wow. Okay.
So that's okay. just that's mm-hmm. that's another part of the story.
Always complete your medication.
Mm-hmm. And most times when you self-medicate, you don't complete. And when you self-medicate and take antibiotics for the wrong reasons,
mm-hmm.
you build resistance. And on the day that you now need the antibiotics,
just doesn't work. Okay.
I was in the pharmacy one day and somebody got tested for an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all the antibiotics were resistant to that.
Wow.
We had to go look for another antibiotic called meropenem, which is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, like, 50 times more expensive than your normal
antibiotic. Wow. Because all of those ones had built resistance to it. Wow. Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, this was very informative. So, basically, no to traditional medicine because you can't control it.
You don't know what's in it exactly.
So no to that.
There are a lot of chemicals, a lot of
mm-hmm.
drugs,
yeah.
a lot of so many things that you don't know. The orthodox drugs, we have isolated
the useful ones. Yeah.
Added some other things. There's something called excipients. Added some other excipients that would help channel those active ingredients to the right location, right proportion. So
okay.
there's a lot with modern drugs that
okay.
you cannot just even imagine taking traditional drugs
and expecting to get.
And there's something that certain scientists have noticed recently. Even mm-hmm. plants don't contain what they literally contained 20 to 40 years ago.
Wow.
So the consistency of these plants are actually changing
mm-hmm.
because we know the obvious reasons, because of the whole environmental
yeah,
warming
true,
thing. So most of these
true.
Plants, they don't get contain
as much as they used to. Oh, wow. So you
and
do need the extra that the orthodox medicine
yes.
has to offer.
So what, funny enough, what some what some traditional medicine sellers do now, they get this piece.
I grind it.
Put water and put them inside.
Then
you not take it. Like,
I took agro.
Exactly.
I didn't take pills.
What you took?
Wow.
A panadol inside. It's mm-hmm. taking care of pain. He has dissolved the panadol
in it. Oh,
so
wow.
He has dissolved the diclofenac.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much, Pharmacist Collins, for being on the show. I am sure the citizens have learned a lot. I know I have. So, guys, you know what to do. Do leave a comment on any of our social media platforms at jamit.fm. Do not forget to use the hashtag CitizenZ. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on the show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, leave a review over on iTunes. Thank you. I'm still your host, Cynthia Omo from jamit.fm. Bye-bye.
Citizen Z is produced by Cynthia Omo and Aiko Rizzo. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.